Lamentations chapter number 3. Let me read verse number 22 and verse number 23. Stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Our Father, we bow in Your divine presence, O Lord. This morning we come humbled, thanking You, Lord, for every blessing. Thank You, Father, for the privilege that we have to be able to come back into Your house again. Thank You, Lord, for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. I pray, Lord, Your blessings upon each one, every home represented, every individual. Lord, I pray that You bless them, Lord, richly today. God, we're desiring, Lord, just a crumb from the Master's table.
Yes.
Lord, give us a double portion of that. Help us today, Lord, that we'd be obedient to the calling of God. Lord, and preach Your word in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Father, we pray again that You'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power, Lord, to preach today. Lord, that Your word might go out and prick the hearts and the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building. Lord, we realize that we're needy people, Lord. We need You today. We ask You, dear God, to bless us now in the service. Give us the words that we need to say. Lord, that You might strengthen the inner man. We ask You now, Lord, to go with us in the service, and Lord, what You do for us. We'll be careful to give You the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I would never, ever be able to do this message justice, I'm sure. When you think about the greatness of God's faithfulness, who can tell it? Who can tell it? From cover to cover in this book, over 6,000 years of human history, not a flaw anywhere, not a discrepancy in the text at all. In His Word, you find the faithfulness of God from cover to cover. Who could know when you think about the faithfulness of God? I'm reminded of the children of Israel there in Egypt. God had promised them 400 plus years that He'd visit them. And God did not quit, but He was faithful in His Word. And He visited them. The Bible said when Noah was out on the sea, out in the water, in that ark, in that ship, floating from place to place, in the turmoil of the waves and the rain, that when the flooding that come, and then the rain subsided and the waters began to descend, and the Bible said God remembered Noah. Yeah. Amen. God's always been faithful. The Bible tells us He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen and amen. In Deuteronomy, the Bible said in chapter number 7, verse number 9, He says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." Amen. His mercy endures forever from generation to generation. Lamentations is a book that's written by Jeremiah, known as the weeping prophet. And he wrote these words in honor to his Lord when he said, "Great is thy faithfulness." I'm glad we serve a faithful God. The Bible tells us that when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, when he created Adam, how he didn't create Adam and leave him, but the Bible said he fellowshiped with him every day. He'd come down, had fellowship with Adam in the voice of God. The Bible tells us that here in the text, "Great is thy faithfulness." God's always loved His creation. Amen. He was faithful because He is a faithful creator in all things today. He's faithful in His fellowship with God's people. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He'd be in the midst of us. Every time we meet together as God's people, He promises us And he's faithful even to the end. He's faithful. And the Bible tells us there he will be in the midst of us. He's here today. Amen. He's here because he promised us he'd be here. I know he's here this morning. I feel him in my soul today. He's faithful in his promises that he promises to his people today. From generation to generation, he's faithful. He's faithful in his forgiveness. The Bible tells us if any man will come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he'll in no wise turn him away. If a man will come to God and he'll come repenting of his sin with a broken heart, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. He's faithful. Great is the faithfulness of God. Amen. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, he's the one that they had taken him and thrown him in prison for the declaration of the word of God. The Bible said that they tried to do away with the word of God. The Bible tells us that even Jeremiah himself, he said, now I'm going to quit preaching. But the Bible said the word of God burned in his soul like a fire. Amen. And it burned within him the faithfulness of God. Great is your faithfulness. He declares in verse number 23. He said, they're anew every morning. They fail not. His mercy never fails, nor his compassion never fails us. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God endures forever and forever. Great is thy faithfulness. When I think about that text, those two little verses right there are loaded in the whole Bible. All 66 books that are written of him, we find the faithfulness of God. You know in the Bible, first of all, that he is the satisfier. Amen. Now he's faithful in him satisfying you and I. They've been a lot of men come and go that left us with needing something else. But God has always been faithful in satisfying his people. The Bible said, and we're taught in the scriptures, that when Israel was in the wilderness, that God brought down manna from above every day until they crossed over into the land of Canaan. I'm going to tell you, he was faithful to feed them in their journey, to satisfy them. Amen. I was reading the other day about him being the bread of life. And you remember what he said? He said, if any man eat of this bread, he will never hunger, neither shall he thirst. The other day I was eating me a little sandwich, and I hadn't got me anything to drink. And so I'd eaten that sandwich, and the next thing I know, I got to getting thirsty. And I'm wondering, well, I better find me some water to wash this bread down. And, but Jesus said, I'll satisfy you with bread that you don't have to have water to wash it down. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm telling you, that may not mean anything to you, but thank God, and great is his faithfulness. I've never thirsted again. Thank God when I ate of that bread. Amen. For a long time, I had trouble with that text until the other day. I'm satisfied that when you eat of this bread, you won't ever get hungry, neither will you have to add anything else to it. Amen. It's wonderful as it stands because he is the one who satisfies. He's the bread of life as well as the water of life. He said, if any man will drink of this well, he shall never thirst again. If a man will drink of the well of God, he'll never thirst again. Amen. You'll never have to go back to that well ever again because he's faithful. Amen. And satisfying the inward longing of man. Faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. But then he's the one that's faithful in his substance. In his substance. Amen. I tell you, he's the supplier of all my needs. Paul said, according to his riches in glory. Amen. He's faithful. Just about the time when the little widow woman got to getting out of some flour and oil to make her a cake of bread, the Lord had supplied some more flour and oil. Amen. She'd reach down. Somebody said he filled a 55-gallon barrel plumb full of oil and flour. No, he didn't. Amen. He gave it to her. Great is his faithfulness. As she needed it, it was right there for her. I taught her he's faithful in his substance. I want to say today that the same God that's able to save is able to keep today. Amen. He'll keep you. If he couldn't keep me, I'd hunt me another God. Amen. The same God that'll save us. Amen. He's the same one that'll get us from here to over yonder. Amen. I don't have to sit around and try to pick the scriptures and try to find out how he's going to get us to heaven. I don't care. I don't care how he's going to get us there. All I'm concerned about is I'm a-going. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I've got my ticket. I heard somebody say one time that we're going to take a plane air ride. Not an airplane ride. A plane air ride. Amen. I want you to know he's faithful. Amen. And every promise. If he promised the disciples that he's going away, and he promised them he's coming back, he's coming back. Amen. I don't know when, but I rest assured in his great faithfulness, he's coming back one day. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. And his satisfying in his substance. But he's great in his faithfulness being Savior. Amen. Being Savior of the world. You know, he'll save all of them that have come to him, right? It don't make any difference if it's a Jew or a Gentile, Greek or barbarian. He'll save to the uttermost. Make no difference the color of your skin, the size of your flesh. It doesn't matter. He fills us all. Amen. He'll save to the uttermost. Somebody said one time, I was reading about the Gideons, and I was trying to find the different languages that they printed out Bibles. And somebody said one time that in the different areas of the world, they don't have the same words to describe to us or to describe as we describe how the Lord Jesus in the Bible. They don't have the English words. They don't even have the Greek words. They don't even have the Hebrew words. And so they write their Bible by stories. How the stories that are in the book, they may not get it word for word, but I want to tell you, they get the message across. Amen. That Jesus is Savior. Yes. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness to those that are in the wilderness. He's faithful to those that are in the cities. He's faithful to those that's in the country. He's faithful to them that's in the deep, dark African jungles. He's faithful, and his word, hallelujah, a save to the uttermost. Whew. Sometimes we think that we're the only ones got it. He's bigger than we are. Amen. Open up a Korean Bible sometime and look at it. How in the world? If this right here was written in Korean language, I'd be in a mess. Amen. But God knows how to fix those messes. Amen. And he give me one in English where I can understand the word of God. Amen. So that African way out yonder that barely can utter with his tongue. And you've heard him speak. I'm sure along the way, that those natives, if they spoke in their language, makes absolutely no sense to me. But when God hears Amen. A repented prayer from an African deep in the jungles of the Ugandas, hallelujah, he's faithful to forgive, and he's faithful to save to the uttermost all them who'll come unto him. Woo! Great is his faithfulness this morning. Amen. You trust in him. Amen. He's faithful from generation to generation. He said to thousands of generations. Oh, somebody said, he's old now, and he's not what he used to be. I'm going to tell you, God changes not. Amen. He's the same for you in this generation and for me as he was back in Moses' day, back in Abraham's day, back in Adam's day, and before the world was ever formed. He said, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and I'll be the same forevermore. He said, great is thy faithfulness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. If we had gotten what we deserved, every one of us ought to have been consumed. He said, because his compassion failed not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, Jeremiah, that dear old prophet. Far as I know, I don't remember. Far as I know, he never had a conversion. Far as I know. Imagine that. Jeremiah never had a conversion. His call from his mother's womb. The Bible said before you ever was born, he said, I knew you. He already had plans for him. Brought him from the womb. Raised him up, made a great man of God out of that man. And he went around out of preaching and weeping and crying to the house of Israel. Just crying his eyes out to get them to return back to God. And not a one of them turned back. But old Jeremiah, he wanted to quit a couple of times. But he remembered the faithfulness of God. Amen. He couldn't quit. He said his word was like fire shut up in my bones. He couldn't quit preaching. And he kept preaching and weeping and weeping and preaching. And he says, great is thy faithfulness. You've never left me. You've never walked away from me. You've always been faithful to me. The Lord is faithful to all them that will trust in him this morning. You're here today. And we're questioning by the circumstances and the condition of our world. We're looking at the church and we're seeing great changes take place in our day. Rapid changes take place in our days. Sometimes the old devil will pull up to me and he'll say, now, preacher, you're getting old. Said you're losing touch with the young people. My wife even told me that not long ago. She said, you don't know enough about a computer. You don't know enough about these texts and the things that they do on their computer. You know, Facebook now is for old folks. Yeah, how about that now? Yeah, you old folks that's on Facebook, these young folks don't do that no more. They get off on something else. They get hid in some other stuff. And she said, if you're going to ever do any good with young folks now, I said, you're going to have to learn this stuff. I said, what about the old folks? Yeah. Who's going to help them? Yeah. Right. You ain't got one of them, do you? Well, I'm ahead of you. I was sitting over there and I was thinking, the old devil said, you're antique. Said, you're getting older rapidly. And I thought about it. And I decided I wasn't going to change. I decided I'm just going to stay with it. Yeah. Amen. Just stay with it. And when they get through out yonder running around playing, they'll hunt something solid. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. When the rug gets pulled out from under them and they get to thinking what has happened, they'll remember, oh, yeah, over at Antioch, here's a little old preacher over there. Told me he wasn't going to change. He said, I'm going to go back over there. And I'm going to see if he's the same. I need some of that old-time preaching. That old Holy Ghost. Amen. They're going to come back. They're going to get in the congregation. They're going to say, boy, I missed that. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, he's faithful. Great is the faithfulness of God. From generation to generation, the devil told me, he said, you're going to have change. I said, well, I'm going too far. Now listen to me. Don't fuss at me. I understand the younger generation. I do. I got two boys that are younger. And I understand that we live in a different world. I know that. You young girls, boys, we live in a different world than what we lived in when I was here, when I was your age. It's different. It's totally different. But God's the same God. He's the same. What he doesn't do, he doesn't alter himself. Because you've changed and the world has changed around you. He does not alter himself. Now you catch that really good. Write it in your Bible. God does not change himself because the world changes around you. He doesn't do that. And he does not accommodate your generation different than he did my generation. Amen. And the generation that came behind me. He didn't change a bit. He won't change. We may change. Our world may change, but he never changes. Amen. He said, from thousands of generations, he said, I change not. I change not. Great is thy faithfulness. There may be a whole lot of things do change in this world. And as far as this world is concerned, it may be for the better. I thank God that I can walk over here. If I get too cold, I can mash a button and get warmed up. I thank God for that. That's better than a pot-belly stove out here. What they call old smudge pot out here. Isn't it better? You see these lights? What a blessing it is for you to walk in here and flip that light switch on. You know what they used to have to do is bring them coal lanterns in here, hang them up on the wall, and all those smut everywhere all over the place. Aren't you glad for the betterment? Inventions are wonderful. Yes. I believe God is in it. I do. I believe God's in it. Ain't a doubt in my mind that God puts it in the minds and in the hearts of men to invent and make life better for the human race down here. But he don't change. And his word don't change. It stays the same. Hallelujah. Rather there's a light or no light, he's God. Rather there's heat or no heat, he's God. He never changes. Great is the faithfulness of God. You're here this morning. You may be questioning, where's God in all the craziness in our world? Let me tell you where he is. He's still God. And he sits high on his throne. And he conducts, and he is concerned about the affairs of men. I don't know why it has to be the way it is. I don't know. But I can rest assured that God's guiding hand is faithful. When he guided Israel out of Egypt, guided them through the wilderness and brought them into the Canaan land and guided them, I promise you, he'll guide his church through it all in this latter day. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get in and go with him. Amen. Just get in and go with him, and it'll be right. God is faithful. The devil's come around you, and he said, you know, he's not what he used to be. Oh, yes, he is. God spoke to my heart this week about the faithfulness. Great is my faithfulness. He said, I'm still faithful in this day as I was in every day. We're here today. I seen a sign. I want to close. But I seen a sign said something here a while back. It said, who moved? Who moved? If we're not where we used to be, God didn't move. We moved. We're the ones who moved. This morning, God's still faithful. In everything he promised, in every word he spoke, and every action he did, he's still faithful. God is great in his faithfulness. I'd like for us to stand this morning.